Welcome to the Everyday Couple Show, all about the extraordinary journey of life, love, and everything in between. It's real, it's raw, from the highs that make your heart soar to the lows that, well, let's just say life happens. Relationships, parenting, spirituality, mental health, finances, just an everyday couple sharing their thoughts on everyday stuff. So, whether you're sipping your morning coffee, stuck in traffic, or just need a break from the chaos, welcome to the family. This is the Everyday Couple Show. Now, here are your hosts, Jeff and Amber Hooper.
My name is Jeff.
And I'm Amber.
And, you know, we made a mistake last episode.
I know. I think that we have to fess up pretty quickly about that.
And I would say that your that mess up was really you, and I was supporting you in the answer.
And thanks. So you're going to blame me?
I am, because you said we were married for 21 years. We were married 21 years, and it'd be 22 in October.
That's true.
And ladies and gentlemen, all I did as a good spouse was said, just agree with it and went along with it, but didn't make sense to me. So
I was like, but here's the thing. I was so sure.
You were.
I said, we have been married for 21 years and
22 in October.
And that is
not
accurate.
Hey friends, we have been married for 22 years. It'll be 23 in October.
That is true. And since we are talking about marriage today,
yes,
we thought it'd be a good idea to clear that up and yes, let you know that we actually do know how long we've been married.
Yes. So 23 years in October, and it's been a great 23 years. And, you know, Amber, we have learned a lot in 23 years. And I can't wait to tell the stories when we are married for 50 years. All the great stuff that we hopefully have to offer. But we have some stuff to offer now. And so, you know, we've been married for 23 years.
We got married in 2001.
Yeah.
And when we got married, I was very young. I was 20, actually, when we got married. Mm-hmm. And funny story about that was we went on our honeymoon in Vegas. And I don't know what we were thinking, actually, going to Vegas. I guess because I was turning 21 during our honeymoon.
Well, babe, we were broke.
That's right. We hadn't planned a honeymoon.
I did not plan a honeymoon.
That's right. We actually took all of our money out of all the cards we got, which is actually, do not do this if you are just getting married. This is not a good idea.
It was actually funny because what we did is we got to our hotel room.
We did.
And we took out all of the...
cash.
The cards, right? Got all the cards out. And I'm not even sure. I have to confess this. I'm not even sure if we actually read the cards.
Okay, and if you gave us a card for our wedding and it had money in it, we want to say thank you. And we really do... We're sure that we had the heartfelt messages that we took them in.
But we just ripped up the envelopes and we just dumped the cash right out on the bed.
We even took the checks.
Yes.
And we cashed all the checks.
We did everything. But that actually, that financed our great honeymoon that we had.
And in Vegas.
It was a great honeymoon.
Yeah. And the reason I had brought that up is because I was 20. So, and I looked very young when we got married. And so
I still do, by the way.
Well, thank you. I just remember you were playing a slot machine.
Yes.
And I was standing next to you. And if you haven't been to, if any of you out there haven't been to a casino, there are slot machines and there's like a special color carpet.
Yes.
And you have to be over 21 to be on that carpet.
So I had a good time gambling, but my wife had to stay on the sidelines.
Yeah, so someone actually came up to me and said, "Hey, miss, are you 21?" And I was like, "No." They had to tell me to go on the carpet, yeah, the other carpet.
I was actually laughing the whole time. That was actually fun. But, you know, so 22 years of marriage, we've had ups and downs of things that have happened to us. And so I thought, you know, I kind of want to tell everybody what three tips that we have found to help grow a healthy marriage. And
for
these
us.
Are it's for us. These are our, you know, I wanted to share these because this has helped us along the journey. And so, hey, hon, what do you think the number one thing that we would say to other people that are dating or that are married?
Yeah.
Probably not dating.
Well, it is.
I messed that up. But married. Once they're, you know, when they're getting married, to build a healthy marriage, what is the number one thing? I wouldn't say it's number one.
Like, but it's one of the three.
It's one of the three. So this is not like a priority one.
Yeah.
These are not in order of priority. These are just three.
Okay.
Or more.
We'll talk about
with more.
Well, there are more. And that will, those things will be talked about in other episodes. That's why, you know, you can't have one episode that has every single thing we've learned mm-hmm. in 20 years of marriage. So, yeah. Okay. So we'll start with number one would be dating each other.
And just because a lot of people think that, hey, we've dated, I courted you, we got married, and now we don't date. I think that continues on even to this day. Is just because you're married doesn't mean that you stop dating.
That is absolutely true. So one of the things that we've talked about that we feel like would be helpful, and this is something that we've tried to do, is have pretty frequent date nights.
Yes.
So I was thinking about this because of the fact that we are married and we are now empty nesters. So we can go on date nights whenever we want to, which is great. And at one point in our lives, we were not empty nesters and we had little kids. And so we were not necessarily able to go on a date night.
Well, it doesn't have,
consistently.
Let me stop there, because when we say date night, it does not mean that you go out and spend money. That's not what we're talking about. A date night is just basically you and I going out together. It could be on a very long walk. It could be a picnic. It doesn't matter, you know. And I get it that when we have little kids, trying to find a babysitter, all that stuff, the real life challenges that happen. But I think you try to find those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're smirking. So tell me, why are you?
Because
smirking?
You just didn't let me get there.
Okay, go ahead.
I hadn't finished what I was going to say. All
right. Is that why you were shaking your head?
Yes, exactly. All right. That is why. You guys can't see us, but I was kind of shaking my head, like, yes. Wait.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Hey, you know what? This podcast is very raw, so go for it.
So I was going to say, a date night. We recommend a date night once a month, and by date night, yes, it's great to go out, it's great to spend money, we can do that right now, but when we were younger, we couldn't do that. So there's lots of different ways that you can do a date night. Sometimes there's people who are married who don't have babysitters.
Okay, so what do they do then?
So then what do? You put your kids to bed
and leave them home alone?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you, no. Actually, do not do that. That I'd have to report you because I'm a mandated reporter. But anyway, no, you can stay at home and do a date night together, play a game together, spend time together.
So basically it's you and your spouse alone, away from your kids, spending time just to strengthen that time, that marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's going out somewhere or not, but like you were saying, like going for a walk or...
But I would say this to our very massive audience, I'm laughing, is to say this, is that we've always tried to do that, and we did everything we possibly can to get a babysitter, and that could be, you know, people from the church or whatnot, but we've always tried to do that. And so I think, you know, if you can, try to make it a priority to go out somewhere, go for a drive, go for a nice long walk or whatever. But do whatever you can to spend time and have that date night. And some of you just need to schedule it. You need to say, hey, it's the third Friday, and that's sacred. Like, you don't do anything else on that Friday night.
Yeah.
You don't mess it up. That is sacred ground, and then to have that night.
Yeah, and then in between that time, you know, we talk about about dating is just spending time together. So we were talking about connection time, right? So it's like dating is great. It's a connection. Generally, people think of that as going out, but it doesn't have to be, like we've said. But having at least one night a week, yes, one night a month to try to plan something to go out, but then one night a week, regardless of you have if you have children or not, having some type of bonding, connecting time, even if it's for 20 minutes after the kids go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, true. Checking in on the day. Hey, mm-hmm. How's your week been? It's been super crazy. I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. But making sure to be connecting consistently, because if you don't, you lose sight of each other, and then you kind of don't even know what's going on in each other's lives at one point. And you're like, yeah. What the heck?
Yep. All right. And then let's say another thing. Let's say this is number two. So number one is dating. Mm-hmm. We think that's very, very vital. Number two, I think you made up a word here. And you told me the other day, what was the word?
Soloing.
Soloing. Maybe that is, that, I think that is a word.
I feel like it maybe is, like when people rock climb, they can go solo. Or is that just the name of the movie?
I don't know. But basically, when you say that, it's about having time alone. And what does that look like? You know? And so, great example, you love to go dance.
I do love dancing.
And so, that is something that you really love to do, and you don't mind doing that by yourself. I know you would probably want me to know how to dance, but for the sake of everybody around, I'm just not a good dancer. And so, but you go out, and that's solely, that's for you to go out, you're spending time with yourself, and dancing. I like long drives.
You do.
I like hiking.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I like fishing. I don't fish much, but it's fun to say. I love camping. I love going in the wilderness, and that's something that I like to do by myself.
Yeah.
You know, get that little time away, if you will.
Yeah, so we each have our own things that we enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. So we would recommend in a relationship or in a marriage, being able to have that alone time also is really important, because it helps fill your cup in a different way.
Yeah.
It's great to be together. I mean, that dating time is important, but that alone time is also important to foster the things that you love and enjoy.
Yeah, you still have to build up your own identity.
I mean,
you know, just because you're married, it doesn't mean that you do every single thing you possibly can with each other. You have times that you go dancing, I have times that I go for a drive. And we've done that all of our marriage. Mm-hmm. You've done that where you went out with your friends or whatnot, and I went out with my friends, and I went for drives and camping, and you go to these crazy, I call them nerd fest, but you actually call them.
You're going to bring up Comic-Con?
You call it Comic-Con. I call it nerd fest. Whatever it is.
And that's definitely something you wouldn't be joining me on.
I would not. I just don't dress up and act goofy and, you know. Okay, that's a whole other story. That's a whole other podcast, right? Okay.
And so anyway, that being said, though, there have been times that I have gone hiking with you, or we've gone camping together.
That's true.
Or you've gone dancing with me. But it doesn't happen all the time.
True. I think, but the main point is allowing you, and I would say the word allowing you to have that time when you can go be with your friends, because you need that. You don't need me with you every single time that you want to go out with your with whatever you're going to go do. And vice versa with me. Now, there's got to be a balance, though, right, Amber? Because if you were to come to me and said, hey, I'm going dancing tonight. I'm going dancing tomorrow night. I'm going to go dancing the other night. I'm going to go dancing. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go hiking. I'm going to do this. There's no community in our marriage. There's you do your own thing, and I do my own thing. And the problem is, man, babe, isn't it true? I mean, I see some marriages like that already.
Yeah.
Where they live together, they sleep in the same bed, but she's out doing whatever she wants to go do, and he's doing whatever
he
wants to do.
They're not connected.
They're not connected.
Yeah.
And that just leads to be bitter at home, arguments all the time, because they're not loving each other. They're not allowing each other to go do whatever they want to go do. And so, I think that allowing each other to go do whatever they need to go do, and as long as it's balance, right?
Yeah, balance. So far we've talked about dating, right, being one of the three tips. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about soloing as being a second tip. And then thirdly, we have, so we thought it'd be kind of cool to have like dating, soloing, loving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that being said, loving, duh, right? Like right. People are probably like, well, of course you need to be loving. But here's the thing about loving, and this is what I like. Jeff had actually brought up this tip, and he was talking about how like you learning to love your spouse, because we can get in a routine, in a rut, go about life, and we're like, oh, my partner knows that I love them. Oh, you know I love you, right? You know I love you. Mm. But they don't feel loved.
Right.
Right? So it's showing love to your partner. This is something we have to actively do. It's something we have to actively be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Of what, for me, I have to go, what makes Jeff feel loved?
Yeah.
Because I may tell him I love him and he can say, yeah, okay. But there's no actions behind it.
Mm.
And then you're going, gosh, man, it doesn't really feel like she's being very loving, because maybe you need like some more hugs, or maybe you need some words of affirmation or things like that.
Yeah.
So it's important to be aware of your actions with your partner as well. Stay here. And then, you know, you, Jeff, let me just ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of putting you on the spot, because
sure.
This isn't something that we've rehearsed or talked about.
But by the way, there's no podcast that we have rehearsed.
Yes, so, I do know that. But so, we have talked at least a little bit about the content.
We talk about it, but there's no rehearsal.
So this is just all flying by the seat of our pants.
There's no long script.
No. So if it seems like that, then that's exactly why it seems like that. But let me ask you.
Yeah.
When we talk about the third tip of loving,
yeah.
What are things that I can do that would make you feel loved by me?
Oh, you are putting me on the spot.
I know.
Three things?
No, I didn't say three.
Oh.
I mean, I just, things in general. Maybe it's one thing that I could practice this week and I could talk about next week. Practicing.
Well, I have to I have to process that a little bit, but let me just throw that right back at you.
Okay. I already know.
Okay, go for it.
So for me, mm-hmm. I know that what makes me feel loved is when you're able to do things around the house that maybe I normally do,
mm-hmm.
especially if I'm tired.
Mm.
So if you were to just do the dishes without me being like, hey, the dishes need to be done, you know, so it'd be kind of without me asking and you just do it. That makes me feel like you really care. Why are you laughing? Wow, guys. He is laughing right now, and I'm wondering.
Because I do the dishes.
Oh, he's laughing. You know why he's laughing? When you say, wow. So this is a perfect example.
Okay, all right. So doing the dishes, that's great.
I'm not saying specifically do the dishes. I'm saying, okay, let's put it this way, an act of service type of thing for me,
yes.
Taking something off my plate that would make me feel more tired, it shows me that you love me.
Yeah.
I've seen this before. I will tell you, I came home from work one day, and Malachi, our son, had cleaned the whole kitchen for me.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I just remember the feeling of like, oh my gosh, like he really cares enough about me, because he knows that would take more time and make me make me more tired. So he did that for me.
Yeah.
So he showed me he cared and loves me. So that's just a practical way for me.
Right. So you mentioned that not only the dating, but being solo with, you know, you doing what you love, I do what I love separately, and there's got to be a balance and all that. And then, and if that doesn't happen that way, again, I think I said it earlier, I've seen marriages where they are just, you know, they live in the same house, they sleep in the same bed, and then...
It doesn't seem like they love each other?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
They're bitter, they're argumentative, they're always fighting. And so, and looking back, you know, I asked the questions, well, how often do they date? How often do they say, I love you? You and I, we constantly say that.
We do.
And then how often do they allow, with respect, to allow them to go do what they love to do?
Without it being too much.
Without being too much.
Yeah.
You know, be moderate. Because someone may take that and say, oh, I hear what they're saying. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to do it 5 nights a week. Or you go do it 5 nights a week. Well, it just doesn't work that way. That's not a healthy marriage at all.
Yeah.
And so there's got to be a really, really healthy balance for that. And so what else would you say about, you know, we gave the 3 tips. Mm-hmm. Which again is dating,
soloing, and loving.
And loving.
Yeah. So we have those 3 tips. And like we said, these are just 3 things that we've found to be helpful for us.
And there's a lot more we're going to share later on.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, I think it would be really cool if later on, I do a lot of couples counseling for people. And so I know you're really excited about this.
Yes.
And
I'm not, but.
I know
go for
you
it.
Should see his face right now.
Straight-faced.
I think it would be cool if we did some of the exercises on our podcast that I have my couples do. Because there are exercises that help people get closer together. And maybe that would teach our audience some things, too.
Yeah, I'm open to it.
Anyway, yeah, so there are a lot of different tips. Mm. These are just the 3 that we put out there. And we hope that maybe they'll be helpful for you guys.
Yeah. You know... Because we've been married for 22, 23 years, let's just call it 23. Because
it'll be 23 in October. Okay.
What would you say, give me 2 scenarios that was a little difficult in our marriage?
That's a whole nother podcast.
You want to keep that for another podcast?
Yeah, because I think that could be a whole, I could talk about those things for a long time. And... I think it would be cool to get into those things a little bit more in depth.
Sure.
To talk about specifically what we've learned. And those ones might be a little more difficult. Mm. So I think I don't want to dive into that heavy right towards the end of what we're talking about here. So
I respect that. Let me ask you this as we kind of close this podcast. What's one thing I can do better to love you more?
As of right now?
Yeah.
That is a good question.
I always ask really good questions.
Yes. Yes. I would say that kind of like what I mentioned earlier, helping out like chores around the house type of things that take time, especially if I'm tired. I'm not, don't get me wrong. It's not that you don't ever help around the house or anything, because I don't want people to think that when I say this. But just kind of doing something without me having to ask, or just because you know that I'm having a hard day.
Sure.
That being said, what about for you?
That's a really good question. Because I asked it. Well, I would probably say is... not much, because you're doing such a good job. You know, right now I have, you know, very pain in my heel. I come home, I can't walk. You are massaging my feet.
That is true.
Because you know I'm in pain. So I think that shows a lot of love to me. And so, you know, friends, I'll be honest with you. I'm married way up. I think you're married down.
No, that is not.
And then I think I married way up, because she feeds me well. Just look at my belly.
I try.
And, you know, so you feed me well. You take care of me. You want to make sure that I'm always prepared for the day. So I don't have much more to ask of you.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, glad. I'm good. I'm glad that you feel loved.
Yeah.
And I will say... with your heel pain, you have shown me love by allowing me to listen to a dubbed Korean show on Netflix that drives you nuts while I massage you.
You know, friends, I did not know this when I married her, and that's okay. But the longer we are married, and the older we get,
the weirder I get.
The more nerdier she gets.
That's true.
And don't know where it came from. And if I can figure that out, maybe that'll be a podcast. But I think yes,
that'll be fun to talk. What nerdy stuff?
Oh,
I could
gosh.
Do a whole podcast by myself.
Yes, we call the Amber Hooper Show. but hey, friends, thank you so much for listening to the Everyday Couple Show. You know, it's really important that you download the podcast and you rate it. So please give it us a good
that
rating
helps
on
us.
It does help us. We're on Facebook. We are on TikTok now. We are on Instagram. And so
Spotify, and Apple. So like, subscribe,
and rate.
You've been listening to The Everyday Couple Show. Our passion is to talk about real and raw life stuff that we all go through. Relationships, parenting, spirituality, mental health, finances, and to let you know you're not alone. Not by a long shot. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at The Everyday Couple Show. And hit the website at TheEverydayCoupleShow.com. Take care and see you next time.